and that's our employees. They're important to keep and have trained. And if you look back over the years of the budget, the only year, and I don't go back further than 08, the only year that we didn't go into reserves was, you probably remember what happened in 2012. Okay, 2013, we were in the black by $27,000. Then we gradually add back from that.
I wasn't saying get rid of employees. That wasn't what I was saying. I was saying services.
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was not misunderstood.
But if you get down to where you have no reserves, it's pretty obvious
right. What
you're at. And we don't want to go there. We want to show the citizens that we supply the service when they call and we wait on them and we do them a good job. We want to show them that and that we're not extravagant. And I feel that the citizens are very appreciative of what services that we give, and I think they would want to keep those. So in order to maintain those, we're going to have to carefully look at the budget and next November show the citizens.
Well, there needs to be a need, and everybody, so specifically talking about the law enforcement tax. You know, there was a lot of misinformation put out there by other people, and I think even some county employees bought into it, which is what it is. But, mm-hmm. So we all need to make sure we're on the same page. If you feel it's important, we need to make sure we're all on the same page to be able to raise the funds that needs to happen to provide the services for what people want. Mm-hmm. We can't speak either for or against, but these are the funds, this is where we're at, this is how we can increase those funds.
Get a hand up.
Yep. As you all mentioned, November, has the commission decided on putting it on the ballot and how much?
We've not discussed it.
I'll step out. Next November is the only time that a tax can be voted on by the legislation. The legislation passed a statute.
Did that actually go through? Ms. Neely, not here, she would know. The legislation put out there was talks of it. Did it actually pass? And anyway, saying that a certain percentage of the voters had to be present in order to pass a new tax. And the only time that actually happens is in November.
Except your schools and stuff can continue in April because that's the municipality.
That's their, yeah.
Their time. But for the county, November. I was hoping to get August added with it, but they told me that he didn't get that added. So November. And our traditional tax goes out in December 31st of 2022. And so,
you know, so the current tax that we have is paying the building, but there was no foresight put in thinking that, hey, the building's going to have repairs and needed maintenance. So there's nothing in the fund at all to take care of maintenance. The fire panel, for example, was, how much was that? $200,000+. The security cameras, how much was that? The airlocks. I mean, the stuff that we have to have, that we have to do for insurance purposes and so we don't get sued for not taking care of the inmates, is costing us a fortune. And there's no funding source for that. And it's just going to keep on getting worse as the building gets older and older.
And the maintenance on the building, I believe that we at least take one custodian's salary out of that because they...
Right. And how many do we have? How many do we actually have of their working full time?
I would like to do more.
But full time, we probably have 2 to 2.5 full time,
yes.
And we only take one out of them. So I mean, GCR is being hit pretty heavy, and that's why we looked at the law enforcement side because that's where the majority of our funds actually go through juvenile, through prosecution, through law enforcement, through patrol, through judicial. Probably took one custodian.
No, we don't.
Oh. Either we don't take a custodian.
Do what?
We take two,
sheriff's
department. You're saying you didn't take an employee's, okay, I thought that we talked that.
We took one custodian and then we had a, then you had security come out of one.
Had security.
Point is we spend a lot of money over there.
And we're told that it's going to continue and more things going out.
Anybody got anything else?
Mike?
I don't have anything else. I want to thank you all for coming, and I know that y'all will be frugal with your budgets, and like I said, it's been a constant demand on more services and less money. I mean, that's the way we've always seemed to be operating, and I appreciate y'all coming over and listening. And like I said, I know you all do a great job, and I truly appreciate everything you all do.
Yeah, I don't think there's any blame thrown at anybody. Don't think that. I just, when I get frustrated,
what?
Nobody here.
Well, it's supposed to be educational for us all.
Yeah,
to see where we're at.
I think it's funny is whenever people move here, one of the reasons is because you guys' taxes are lower. And then, why don't you guys do this, and why don't you guys do that, and why don't you guys do this? It's like, well, because why do you think our taxes are lower?
We do not operate off of property
solely,
taxes.
We solely operate off sales tax.
Sales tax. Sales tax, not property tax.
I just think it's funny that, well, and back home where we had a 16% tax, they did this, this, and this. Now we don't have that tax. I don't know if you guys experienced it on the east side. I experienced it on the west side quite a bit.
The door is always open.
I think that's all we have. I thank you all for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll be in recess. We'll move upstairs.